Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
No.
Welcome, Tradies in Business, to another Effort Friday podcast.
Go on, you know when you want to say it.
Fuck it. All right. Fuck it Friday podcast.
It's still ridiculously difficult to say it in that setting, but not when we're actually ranting or disagreeing with each other.
It's so true.
That's worked. But we're not going to rant today, are we?
We probably will, but no, we'll try not to. We don't rant. What do we do?
We express.
We do express. We receive some lovely constructive criticism. Oh, we're a waffle. That's right. We do a very good waffle, unfortunately.
You make great waffles.
I've never made waffles.
What are waffles?
Aren't they like pancakes that you make a different shape?
No, they've got those grid things in them, haven't they?
Yeah, different shape. You put them into a waffle iron.
All right. You can tell I don't eat waffles. So anyway, welcome to Tradies in Business podcast, gang. Good to have you here. And Coxie and I just sat here and said, what are we going to do for today's Fuck It Friday? And I said, no. No, I didn't say that because I suck at saying no.
No, you didn't say that.
So I've just recently had a meeting where I didn't say no. I did a really pissy version of fobbing them off. And I think it's something that I've definitely, well, not struggled with over the years, but definitely worked on, is that ability to say no to people.
No.
And I've learned all the theory and stuff over the years about, you know, it's the things you say no to that's more important than the stuff you say yes to. And that's all wonderful. But actually putting it into practice and saying no when you've got a client on the other end, well, a perspective. I need more perspective on my prospective clients. But I have a prospective client on the end of the phone or standing in front of me, for example, and you just know that it's not going to work out for the best, and you still say yes, or I still say yes to take ownership of that. And it's something that I've found really difficult over the years, is saying no.
No.
And I think a lot of people struggle with the same thing, Coxie.
I don't actually have a problem with it.
That's because you're Mummy Shark.
I am Mummy Shark, and I am a mummy to five children.
We should play that song in the...
No, please don't. Let's not hurt
people. I'm
going to
get a sound grab and do everyone's head in.
I'm sorry in advance if Warwick does sneak that in when I'm not looking. The truth is, being a mum made it really easy for me to say no, right? I've got five kids, so, you know, there's a lot of no's in every single day trying to balance out what I can do for one and what I can do for the other. And that, I guess, set me up with practice enough that I'm now able to usually say no to situations that aren't going to suit.
Yeah, I think you're pretty strong on the no.
Am I? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, I seem to have a long to-do list.
Well, that might be fair.
I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, who's going to do that? You or me? Okay, I'll do that. No, I'm only kidding. It is fairly long, though. So, I'm a lot better at it nowadays. But the way I say no is perhaps a little more... I don't think it's bad that I... Not sugar-coated, maybe just dipped in a bit of honey.
I think there's certainly a time and a place for that, and that's not something that I'm probably real great at. I'm just pretty firm at, no, sorry, I can't help you.
You deliver your nose like a 10-pound sledge?
Yes. Yeah. Well, there's
no room
for interpretation, is there?
I don't know how heavy my sledgehammer is. I don't think it's 10-pound. It's pretty heavy, though. But, yeah, I think particularly for business owners.
Yes.
I think, oh, you said yes.
Yes, I think for business owners that they need to develop a way to say no that's comfortable for them.
Say yes again.
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh,
yes.
So you can say yes.
I can say
yes. I'm going to start delegating tasks to you. I'm doing a terrible job of making it sound like I do all the work and you do nothing. You're just the voice that everybody wants to hear on the podcast.
No, I don't believe that either.
Well, my ratings did go up after you joined the show.
I'll take that as a win.
It was an ulterior motive. But the delivery, I think, is important. And honestly, tradies suck at saying no.
Absolutely.
It's like, oh, can you come and quote this for me, mate? Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there this afternoon. Or, oh, mate, look, I've had a cheaper quote. Can you do it for this? Like, oh, yeah. And just that reluctance to say no to people with, often I get a bunch of excuses from tradies saying, yeah, but if I say no, then they might give me a bad review, or they'll badmouth me to everybody else because I knocked them back. And that's the thing where we could all get a lot better at accepting that if they do that, you know what, stiff shit. Manage that as you need to in that instance. But saying yes to too many things is what gets so many of us into so much trouble, stress, and you know, no time for anything because we've just said yes to way too many things to way too many people.
If I took this a little bit personally, the builder's a bit of a yes person.
So a yes man.
Well, I'm not going to say it like that because that sounds very detrimental and he's certainly not a yes man.
G'day, but, Adam, if you're listening, man.
Sorry. I
love you, man.
Again. You know, I guess to avoid confrontation, he would say yes to a lot of things that he didn't want to do and invariably would create his own drama because he then didn't have time or the resources or the knowledge or whatever it might be to actually perform said task that he'd accidentally said yes to avoid the uncomfortable way of saying no. We have since learnt how to say no. We do. He does particularly say no a lot better now than he used to. But I think it's really common for tradies because you're actually taught to always say yes. Right from the beginning of your trade, you know, when you're an apprentice and it's just yes, sir, yes, boss, I'll get this, I'll do that, whatever it might be. We're very much yes, yes, yes. We're rarely no. That starts at the beginning and it transfers then into being a business owner where you're taught that your absolute customer's always right. That's not necessarily true. I don't believe that at all.
No way.
But you're taught that the customer's always right and you need to say yes to everything to keep them happy so that they don't do said bad things, as Warwick just explained. And we end up in this situation in which you've taken too much on, your business is in some trouble because you just can't possibly keep up with everything that you need to do. It's impossible.
Your phone just said yes to a message.
It did. Sorry about that.
So I'm fascinated how... So you said the builder has gotten better at saying no.
Yes, he has. Are you going to ask how?
Yeah.
With a big stick?
How did you get him to say no?
We practiced.
Threats?
Yep. Essentially, it was a reminder of it's either this or it's that, and that is, you know, cranky wife, business partner at home.
So it's true.
Or no
happy
children.
Happy wife, happy life.
Oh, yeah, it is. Let's not be silly. Okay. The same can be said in reverse. But no, honestly, it was just a lot of practice and a lot of taking. You know what I think that a lot of tradies do that we never ever talk about is we immediately fill a hole in a conversation. So you've just been asked to do something and we immediately say yes rather than allowing a little hole in the conversation where you give yourself some time to think about whether that's actually something you want or can do.
So, like, take a breath.
Take a breath.
And pause before you commit to something. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, the pause. Also, the other best tip I ever learnt was to repeat back half of the question. So you're asking me if I can possibly tile that while I'm actually waterproofing? Sorry, no, I don't think I can do that.
So, I get what you're saying. I believe in not saying no to people. As in not using the word no.
Sure.
I agree with knocking people back in certain situations. Just that the way we do it, I think, is important and it gets, well, it doesn't get rid of entirely, but it can reduce that instance. Jeez, I'm doing well with my language today. The instances where people take offense or feel like you're being abrupt, and I don't know, maybe you could take some lessons from this, Coxie.
Thanks, Wad.
Well, you said you're very good at saying no.
I am, and I can be quite abrupt. I don't hide from that.
I heard a technique a bunch of years ago, and it was a bit wanky the way it was described in the example that I heard, But it's actually pretty cool, and it came from a father talking about how to never say no to your kids without just giving them everything that they want.
Yes.
And it was to always agree, so I want an ice cream, or can I have, is probably the way the question would be framed, right? Can I have an ice cream? It's like, yes, you can, tomorrow.
Ah.
So it was actually getting clear about the time frame. So can you tile the bathroom while you're doing the waterproofing? It's like, yes, we can. And what that'll actually mean is that the job won't be done properly because the waterproofing won't be dry, and then it risks having leaks and causing rot in your timbers down the track, and it'll void any warranty that I might have provided with the job. So I can do that. But if that's not what you want, then it's best that we do it this other way.
So you're right? Leading them to make the decision for you.
Yeah, exactly. So you're giving people decisional power. So I put the choice back in your hands. Mm-hmm. So then if things turn to custard, then you can take responsibility for that, because I said, yeah, we can do that. Yeah, I can do it for cheaper. And it means there won't be any insulation in your roof. And I won't be using quality materials, or I won't be sticking to time frames or whatever. So you're not actually using the word no, because no is quite, it's a negative word. Nobody likes hearing no. Can I do this? No. It feels like you've pushed back on me. I've been even invalidated in some cases, I guess.
Okay.
So to say, yes, I can do that, this is the consequences, it makes it more of a two-way conversation instead of me just going, no. No, I can't do that.
I think no with an explanation is quite... I'm going to differ from you a little bit here. I see the value in what you're saying.
Really?
I know. There's a different no, I know.
Yeah.
I see that there's also time and a place where you can say, while you're doing the waterproofing, Mr. Builder, can you also tile the bathroom? Well, no, I can't. I'm sorry. And I can't because of this reason. So I feel that certainly... there's pretty rare in my life, except maybe to my children, that I just say no with no explanation. Providing the explanation is put forth with some good, intelligent reasons and some factual reasons and some evidence, maybe even if that's necessary. I don't think there's a big problem with the word no.
I think there's more significance in it from the point of view of the speaker, the person who uses the no. If I say no, mm-hmm. I'm actually putting myself in a threat state, a confrontation state. I'm saying something negative to somebody. So, I mean, I agree with what you're saying, Coxie. In essence, it's more about that finer point of, no, I can't do the tiling at the same time as the waterproofing. And this is why. It just, even when you said that, I'm sitting here and it just feels like you're making excuses for something instead of coming up with solutions.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't obviously having to dig at you personally, because I'm scared of you. But
sure you are.
So I think it's being conscious of when you say no. I mean, you might say no to your kids, or no to, do you want some more toast? Like, no, thanks. There's a time and a place for it. But I think...
oh, do you want some more toast? Well, I could have some more toast.
Yes,
but that would
I do. But only if you're okay for me to leave the crumbs everywhere and not do the dishes, because yep. I'll be late for work. So,
I do think there's some times where you can just say no.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's more in that, well, can you do this? Particularly in that customer
sure.
business scenario.
Sure.
Customers don't like hearing no. Yes, I agree with you. Give them the understanding. It's just that how we get to that is, yeah, look, we could move that window to here, or yeah, I can have the toilet installed by Friday. What it does mean is I have to actually put off all of my other customers. So provided that, you're okay for me to add on the money that I lose this week to your job, then, I mean, that's a ridiculous example, but that's sort of the way we need to think, is the more we can give the customer, especially, or other people, that responsibility. Because we all complain about how no one takes responsibility these days, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet, when you just say no, you're actually taking responsibility away from the other person, because they've asked, can this be done? Can you do this? Will you do that for me?
Mm-hmm.
And if you just say no, There's no context for that. There's no sharing of the decision. I just made that decision on your behalf. And I think to then expect that person to take responsibility for when things don't work out, it's like you've been training them, particularly where we're talking that trade business owner customer scenario. This has gotten very like teachy for a fuck it Friday.
Yeah, you might even be ranting after all.
You set yourself up for a fall in that case because you just, no, we can't do that. No, that can't be done. And so people just feel spoken down to.
I think that you are talking about the specific of no, we can't do that or no, it can't be done rather than no, that won't work because and the explanation that follows. So I understand what you're saying and I think there's some great value in that. I also feel there are times when there needs to be a firmer answer that's actually not a place for the client to be the decision maker in some of those places. Now, I'm talking again quite generally. But there are times when there isn't a decision to be made. It may be something that they want, but it's just, I don't know, I'm losing my words here.
Because everything can be done, right? Everything's possible. Yes. Except skyhooks. No one sells skyhooks yet. But
paint with stripes?
Yeah, it's got wallpaper. So, yeah, look, I guess I'm splitting hairs here and I say no a lot. I'm not sure who to.
Oh, you've never said no to me.
Well, I'm going to start after today. It's fuck it Friday, so fuck it. I'm going to start saying no to you. Hey, Woz, can you fix that landing page up for me? No.
Hey, Warwick, can you please fix my iPad because it's not working properly?
No, I can't. Which is not true because I can. It's just that I don't want to.
Yes, well, that's fair.
Or I'm worried about breaking it or something. And you know what? Too. I reckon no sometimes gets in the way of transparency.
Well, yes. Okay. So I feel that that is a very, very valid point.
Oh my gosh, everybody, just go back and play that again.
You say that like I never agree with you. That's terrible. People are going to get totally the wrong idea
here.
This
is for entertainment purposes.
Oh, do you know? No, I'm not even going to tell you that. Never mind.
Oh, no, you have to now because we're going to get messages on Facebook saying, mm-mm. What did you mean by that comment, Coxie? You already get messages from people. Nobody messages me.
Oh.
So it's obviously a bit of good cop, bad cop here.
Well, I get actually quite a few really nice messages. Oh, I even had a dance sent nice through by one of our favourite people.
Good on you. It's awesome. Yep. I'll just sit over here. I'll just do all the technical stuff so you can sound good.
Gosh, can we just please somebody email Warwick and tell him he's doing a good job?
No.
I'm going to give him some tissues.
Anyway, you were going to make a point. Actually, you were about to agree with me.
I was. I agree that I think that it does close the boundaries for understanding sometimes when you just say no. But I'd feel that with some clarification and some understanding for your client, then either way can be quite successful.
No.
Fine.
I'm just practicing. No. What do you think, listeners? Saying no, good, bad, ugly? Should you say yes, all the time to your kids. Yes, you can have an ice cream.
No.
Tomorrow.
No.
Yes, you can play PlayStation.
No.
In an hour.
No.
Because, you know, it's probably a bit different for everybody. But we'd like to hear from you. Go hit us on the Facebook page, Tradies in Business, on good old Storkbook. I think it's back up and running again, isn't it?
I hope so. But I felt like my life was going
to
end.
Yeah, it was terrible. Had nothing to do mindlessly. Other than stare out the window
that's
mindlessly.
That's so true.
There are all these people like just looking at their hand.
Yeah,
what do I
happening?
Do now?
Yeah, what is that?
What is this thing in front of my face? It's my hand.
Do you know I had so much work to do on Facebook the day that it crashed?
Work, in inverted commas?
Yes. Remember our advertising?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Remember we've got to schedule posts and
do all
those things.
Yeah, reply to our
talk
listeners.
To our group.
Listeners, that's right. G'day, listeners.
Hello.
So go to Facebook and comment. Tell us what you think. Saying no, is it okay? Do you do it? Should you do it more? We'd like to hear from you. And you know what? I'm going to put a challenge out here, Coxie.
Go on.
I challenge someone, a listener, to go to our website and send us a little voice message.
Please do.
Yeah. So there is a voice message app on the Tradies in Business website. It's on the homepage, easy to find, scroll to the bottom, and it says, send us a message or a question. I dare you to go and do that. So this is a challenge. Now, what am I going to do? If somebody does that, what will I do for everybody that does that?
Let's organise some merch and send them some merch.
Yeah, righto. We'll send you something, a key ring or something.
We've got to get some T-shirts. Are there any? Do we have any T-shirt manufacturer listeners, please?
Yeah.
Or branding experts or something. We want some shirts.
Get us some tradies
and stuff,
in business T-shirts. Mm-hmm. Actually, we do need T-shirts because I see
T-shirts.
Like, there's all these like tradie chicks and stuff wear T-shirts.
Yeah, my shirt's not going to be that tight. Okay, I know that you've got guns. I've got flabby bits. I'm not wearing a tight T-shirt like that.
I'll wear short shorts and a tight T-shirt. How's that?
God, please save me.
With she-wear boots on.
Yes.
Pink
now
boots.
You're talking.
Pink boots, short shorts, and a tight T-shirt.
Okay, we're going to go to the regatta on a Friday afternoon and show everyone.
I'm married, so. So, yeah, I challenge you to send us a
voice. Oh, you didn't even say no when I led you into the no.
And I'm trying not to say no. That's my rule. And, yeah, we'll organise some merch for anyone who has the guts to send us a voicemail, messagey thing. Got to go to the Tradies and Business homepage, website homepage. It's down the bottom. Click record. Send us a message. Send us a question. Anything to do with today's episode. I don't care what it is. You can just bark like a dog. And then tell us who it is.
So which is, please, yeah, tell us who it is and address it to Warwick because,
and,
you know, he's sooking here.
Say it's for me because I feel left out.
Poor Warwick.
Please, make me feel better about myself.
How does he cope with these things?
Somebody validate me. All right, have we waffled enough, Coxie?
I think we've waffled.
I think so.
There's no meat in this one, just waffle?
No. There you go, I'm practicing again. Enjoy your Friday.
Thanks.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesandbusiness.com.au.
No.